Hello, everybody. Guten Tag, or guten Morgen in some cases. Welcome to your preview of Chelsea taking on Heidenheim in the Conference League. A 5:45 kickoff UK time on this lovely day, because you're getting this on match day. I hope you're all doing very, very well. And we're going to give you a quick lowdown on everything you need to know about this fixture. Obviously, Chelsea currently top of the Conference League and looking very comfortable at the same time. Take on a side which has had a dramatic rise through German football. Their manager, now the longest serving manager in German club football. A stadium which originally started with one grandstand and now has all four sides and all the corners filled in the Bundesliga after they came up in dramatic fashion and then cemented their place last season with an 8th place finish to make sure that they got themselves this European football. So, can Chelsea add a dark patch on that fairy tale? Well, the big things there are the team news. So, from the Chelsea website directly, I'm going to quote this for you. The likes of Marcus Bettinelli, Ben Chilwell, Wesley Fofana, Romeo Lavia and Cole Palmer have all remained at Cobham as they're not registered for the competition. While Moises Caicedo, Marco Correa and two names that I found interesting here in Enzo Fernandez and Malo Gusto, as well as Nico Jackson, Reece James and Pedro Neto have all stayed in England. Commonplace in cup competitions this season, the squad does include a host of academy graduates: Lucas Bergstrom, Keanu Dyer, Samuel Raksaki, Tariq George, and Shamuara Mueki. I'm really sorry if I butchered his name. I'm trying my best. It is late for me while I'm recording this, but you know, game's a game, lads. We got to get involved in this. And these lads are all going to be heading with the squad to Germany. So we could be seeing Tariq George make another appearance in a Chelsea shirt in the competition. A very exciting period for him and someone who has looked very interesting playing for Chelsea. Also interesting news along amongst that, which hasn't been mentioned, is the fact that Joshua Chimpong is back in training with the Chelsea first team, and with Reece James potentially rumoured to be injured, it could be interesting to see how his career progresses at Stamford Bridge. But that's everything you get from me. You got the team news, Chelsea 5:45 kickoff. You can watch it on all good platforms, wherever you watch it. I know most of you are UK based, so TNT Sports, head across, watch it. If you've got dodgy Fire Stick, just don't tell anybody. I won't say if you won't. But aside from that, guys, I'm going to hand you over to Tom and give you all the numbers you need to know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Stat Shaggers.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
We're back with more stats. And this time it's back to the Conference League, and it's Chelsea's latest venture, this time to German side FC Heidenheim. Now, I'm not going to go on the overall record between the two sides, because as you can probably imagine, there isn't one. Played 0, won 0, drawn 0, lost 0. It's even Stevens between the two sides. But there is obviously quite a lot of history between Chelsea and German teams in Europe. Played 27, won 13 of them, drawn 7, lost 7. Scored 42 goals and given away 26 over the years. The last came against Borussia Dortmund in the 22-23 Champions League season in the last 16 stage, where Chelsea won 2-1 on aggregate, thanks, of course, to a goal from Raheem Sterling. How times have changed now, eh? And of course, I think it's pertinent to mention, and also nice to mention, if you think about games between Chelsea and German sides, look no further than 2012 Champions League final, when Chelsea beat Bayern Munich in their own backyard on penalties to win the Champions League. Fast forward 12 years into the modern day, and well, we're looking at Enzo Maresca. And once again, it's a season of firsts. He prepares for his first match against the German side, and his counterpart, Frank Schmidt. Now, this is an amazing story. If you've not heard about it, I would recommend reading it, because it is brilliant. He ended his playing career playing for FC Heidenheim in 2007, having joined them in 2003 and playing over 100 times for them. He has actually been manager ever since he retired. So 17 years in management, and he took over when they were in the fourth tier of the German football pyramid, and now are in the Bundesliga, took them to the Bundesliga last season, and at first attempt kept them up. Not only kept them up, they finished eighth. And have worked their way into the Europa Conference League, which is just brilliant. And as I say, if you want a good footballing story, look no further than FC Heidenheim and Frank Schmidt. Onto the form guide between the two sides, though, and there is a slight difference. Chelsea are, I would say, in the best place they have been since winning the Champions League 3 years ago. And there is a genuine sense that something special is brewing at Stamford Bridge. Sitting in third place in the Premier League, just 1 point behind struggling Manchester City, Chelsea also sit atop the UEFA Conference League table following big wins over Ghent, Panathinaikos and FC Noah. The Blues have scored 16 goals in this competition, including, of course, 8 against Noah last time, and conceded just 3. And at the moment, it would appear, they do look like a bit of a shoe-in for not only a top 8 spot and an automatic pathway to the last 16. I would also say they just do look like the best team in this competition and probably will finish at the top of the pile and get the easiest possible draw for the last 16. Chelsea's last 5 in all competitions have seen 2 wins, 2 draws, and that singular loss up at St James's Park in the League Cup against Newcastle. Well, Heidenheim finished 8th last year in their first season in the Bundesliga, and that was an obviously incredible achievement in a genuinely brilliant season in the Bundesliga, of course, with Bayer Leverkusen going completely unbeaten. It always looked this year like it might be more of a challenge, and that's exactly what it has been thus far. They're currently 15th, 1 place above the relegation playoff spot, but have failed to win in the league since September, when winning 2-0 away at FC Mainz. That has not deterred their Conference League ambitions or form, though. They qualified with a 5-3 win over Swedish side Häcken, thanks to 2 late goals in the second leg, and then defeated Slovenian Olympia, Cypriot side Paphos, and most recently won 2-0 away at Hearts. So they too are 3 from 3. They sit 6th in the table, and they too are looking to also finish in the top 8 and avoid a playoff before the last 16. So this game between FC Heidenheim and Chelsea, the early kickoff on Thursday evening, is a game between 2 unbeaten sides in the competition, with 2 managers in their first games against the German or English side respectively. They've got a side with immense European pedigree against the side in their biggest game probably in their entire history. It's one to watch, which is something to say for this competition for Chelsea, so that's really good to see. But as I say, 2 unbeaten sides, something's got to give. It's back to you in the studio.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
So you've had the numbers and you've had the preview. This has been your quick little bite-sized chunk ahead of the game today. If you have enjoyed this preview, please make sure you give us a 5-star review. It really does help the pod quite a lot. Tell your nan, tell your dog, tell your hamster, and tell anybody else you want to know about the Chelsea Echo. We're sticking around for a long time. And as well as that, guys, make sure you interact with us on socials and check out my ones as well. But I've been Louis. That was Tom with the stats, and we'll see you later.